This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Of those 151,000 more people joining payrolls in August, at least some must have been eligible for company benefits, perhaps health insurance, life insurance, maybe even the opportunity to contribute to a tax-favored retirement plan. But what about a company credit union with sometimes better interest rates? In 1996, almost three-quarters of organizations offered the option of joining a credit union. Today, it's down to almost one-quarter, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Credit unions really took off in the 20s and 30s. It was a safe way to pool resources with your work colleagues. Nowadays, they're basically banks, just not for profit and local. Paul Hayes is president of Investorship Training. He says a lot of people just can't tell the difference.
People like choices, but they don't like to be confused. So by default, they may be moving in a direction that doesn't include credit unions.
And if you're using a credit union, you don't have to go through an employer anymore. Hanny Shockey is dean of the business school at the University of Albany. He says with interest rates so low, the way we save is different.
So banks and credit union are not in much play right now.
Instead, people put their money where it can grow, like in stocks.
It's because a lot of customers now want to invest in equity, which is not something credit unions do.
But that's not to say credit unions aren't popular. People still value them for their community focus and trustworthiness. Just don't expect a membership directly from your employer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.